Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Yoni Rosh Yichud, Mishmas, Mirus Esther, Bas, Reb Shmuel, Rosh Chana Bas Chana Tzot, Tzot Chana Bas Ibn Yosef, and L'schus R'fuas Chai V'chavi Fega Bas Mechal Tispansia, and L'schus Shlomo Ephraim Ben Chana Dina, Moshe Tepesh Dina, writes on Moshe Mordechai, we're learning about the sugi of Lishma Beget, based in the Torah of Rav Unterman, Zichrono Livracha. Beginning with Sechetz Gittin, the Gemara discusses the chiyuv of the shliach who comes from Medina Sam to say, b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechta. And the reason that he says this, says Rabba in the Gemara, v'vishayin b'nei Medina Sam b'kiyin Lishma. So he has to make sure that he tells them that it was for the sake of this man and woman. And this Tosis asks, Maishna Lishma, why is Lishma different, that they're not baki in Lishma from other Hilchot's Gittin, like Mechubar, that the get can't be Mechubar, and other dinim, a lot of dinay get. Yeah, right, when they write it, it can't be connected to the ground, v'chule. So Rabbeinu Tam answers, the reason is, b'nei she ha-drasha shel v'katav la lishma lo nira'et lahem ikar ha-drasha ve'en b'ki'in perush ein choshishim l'drasha de lishma. So the drasha v'kasav la, what does it mean v'kasav la? It has to be written for her sake, lishma, doesn't appear to people to be an ikar drasha, it doesn't appear to people to be obligatory. And when it says in the Gemara, Ein Bekiyin, not that they don't know the din of Lishma, but they're not choshish for this drasha. And when the Gemara says, La'achar shalamdu, after they learned it, but they mean after they accepted it. But the point is that, says Rabbeinu Tam in Tesvis, that they didn't accept the drasha of Lishma, and therefore we have to make sure the Shliach says that it's Lishma. Chen, Terutz Zeh shel Rabbeinu Tam, Adain Zakuk Lehesper Rachav. כי לכאורה, תמוע הדבר שהדרשה וכתב לה לשמה לא נראית לבני מדינת היום עיקר דרשה, אף על פי שהיא מוכחת מלשון הכתוב עצמו, שרי מספיק לכתוב וכתב ספר כריסות ונתן בידה, והוספת מילה לה, הוא אחר שעצם הכתיבה צריך להיות לה, לשמה. What is, we have to understand רבינו טעם. אז לכאורה, it doesn't make sense. What is רבינו טעם talking about? The drosha, of because of la lishma seems to be pretty muchach. Why? Because the pasuk could have just said that he writes for her a sefer krisus. That he writes a sefer krisus because of sefer krisus v'nasam biyada. Why does he add the word la? Why does the Torah he? Why does the Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu add the word la? So it's telling you that it has to be la because of la lishma. It has to be for her sake. And there's another drasha in Mechubar. It says, because of Nasan. So in other words, the Nesina has to be right after the Ksiva. It's not Mechusar Ktsitsa. You don't have to cut it off. This is an Ikra drasha. It seems that because of Lel Lishma seems more Mechuch from the Pasuk than the Mechubar drasha. So why do they, the Mechubar drasha they accept, and the because of Lel Lishma they don't accept? And it's also difficult to understand, the Gemara says that even after they learn, there's a chsha Hashem yachzor adavar lekukula. The gam ken rak benogel adin lishma. We're only afraid that even after they accepted the drasha of Lishma, we're afraid they're not going to, as Rabbeinu Tam understands it, they're going to reject it. What's their problem with the Lishma? As nir'a laspir hadavar karaui al yedei berur b'dinei Lishma gabe mitzvot b'chlal. Let's understand how Lishma works by mitzvahs. Din yeshnan kama mitzvot sh'asiyatan צריכה להיות לשמה דווקא, כמו תביעת ציצית ועשיית תפילין ומזוזות, שגם הקלף דרוש עיבוד לשמה, וכל שכן שצריכים לכוון כתיבתם לשמה. A certain dinim that require lishma, you have to be tovet tzitzit, you have to spin tzitzis lishma, you have to make tefillin and mezuzis lishma. The klaf has to be prepared, the parchment has to be prepared lishma. You have to be mechavin when you write it lishma. V'yoter yeshnam dinei lishma gabei korbanot, kemefurash b'mishnah. L'shem shisha dvarim, hazevach nizbach. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoach. So for six things, they're L'shma L'gabei Karbonos, and there are six L'shmas that are required, as we see in the Mishnah in Tzvachim, on page 66. You have to do it for the sake of this carbon, for the sake of the person bringing the carbon, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of the fire, for the sake of the reach, for the sake of nichoach. Ulam gabei get, yesh ofen echad b'dinei lishma el shelo, asher ein dugmato b'shum mitzvah acheret, ve'afilu lo gabei kodeshim. By get, there's an ofen in dinei lishma that has no double, that has no dugma, example, in any other mitzvah, even not legabei kodshim. Haprat hazeh o ma shetzichim tzivui habal lektivat haget. Vezeh mitorat dinei lishma. Ukeshetzivah leechad lechtov get, vezeh rotzeh lemsor lechavero lechtov, v'roshem lo ha'shemot, umzerzor lechaven lishma. Ein haget kasher mepnei shelo yad tzivui habal elav. You need the husband makes the command. The husband doesn't command, no good. And if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to write a get for, Reuven tells Shimon, write a get for my wife, and then Shimon tells Levi, and it's all written kasher v'yasher, it's no good. You have to hear directly from the husband. Afilu k'shamar mitchila le'echad amol le'sofer ploni. Even if Reuven tells Shimon to tell Levi to write it, it's nishgit. מצאנו גם כן במסע ומתן רחב בתלמוד אם אומר אמרו כאשר בגט. So there's a big discussion in the Talmud, which we call the Gemara usually, whether Omer Imru, Reuven says to Shimon to tell Levi to write the get. Now as we find by get, this inyan of hearing it directly from the Baal, which is unique. The Baal has to say to write it l'shma. So there's a machlokas if you need shlichus b'ksivas haget, but you have to hear it from the husband. You have to hear that he wants the get written. And if he writes it shalom idas habal, it's pasul min ha-torah kayadua. Nimtza. Ki dinei lishma gabei get mistar'im al shetach rachav kol kach yoter mikol dinei lishma gabei mitzvot v'gabei kodoshim. ולכן אומרת הגמרא שבני מדינת הים אינם בקיאים לשמה. So the dinei lishma legabei get are much more broad, much more expansive than all other dinei lishma with regard to mitzvahs, kodshim. Therefore, the Gemara says the bnei medinat hayam are not bekiyim b'lishma, not that they don't know. They're not bekiyim. But though they know din lishma, they think that it's a machshavas lishma, like by mitzvahs and karbanos. And they don't know all the details. That a husband has to want this sefer to write the get. And the koisev has to hear the call of the Baal, like we see on Daf Ayin Beis and Gittin. Melech halavin kishino benidon zeh lishma miyetul dinei get. Bnei chutz ha-shenim kem kach b'lechot elim letot. And therefore you have to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So here it's much more broad, it's much wider, it's more expansive. And therefore you have to make sure to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. so that the B'nai Medinas Hayam, so we know that they were marked on the halachas, Kidevoy, Moshe Tzarich. Ubiyater Behirut, Befratze. So to get more clarity on this detail, it is kedai to bring the Lashon of the Gemara in Gittin on page 72a. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavose de Rav Ashi. We have a braisa that follows Rav Ashi. Kosav Sofer Lishma. If a scribe wrote a get for the sake of a particular woman, and Chism Oedim Lishma, witnesses signed the get specifically for her sake, Aval Pi Shekisavuhu V'chasamuhu Unisanuhu lo, even if they wrote it and signed it and gave it to the husband, unisano la, and the husband then gave it to her, harei get batel, the get is void. Ad sheyishmu kolo, unless the scribe and the witnesses heard the husband's voice, sheyomar la sofer. That is, the husband has to say to the sofer, "Ksoiv." Ula'edim chasoimu. The husband has to say to the sofer, "Write," and to the witnesses, "Sign." If he tells agents to appoint a sofer and an aid, they don't become empowered to do so. And this supports what Rav Ashi had said earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara explains, Yishmu, when it says in the Braisa, Yishmu, Lafuke Miman Diomar, this excludes the opinion of the one who said, Moide Rabbi Yossi Boimer Imru. Rabbi Yossi concedes that in a case where the husband explicitly told the agents to tell others to write, they become authorized to do so. No? Omer Imru is no good? And Kolo, his voice, Lafukim de Rav Kahana Marav, this means to exclude the opinion of Rav Kahana called in the name of Rav. And 71a, that a Cheresh can communicate, that if a Cheresh can communicate in writing, he is authorized to divorce his wife. No. You have to hear his voice. Koiloi. So if he doesn't, you don't hear his voice, no good. Ad kan medivrei ha-gemara. V'nei breita zo mefareshet ba'arichut meforetet et ha-klal hazeh. So the braisa really goes into this klal because, as we said, we don't find dugmaso, an example of this, something similar to this elsewhere. But you need to hear it directly from the guy. U'meilan et peset memakel b'machshavtam shel b'nei adam. So people don't really absorb this so well. People don't really, doesn't resonate with them, as they say today. And therefore, B'nei Chutzar, Tusharim Pekim, Pirtei Halacha Zu Shel Shema, Alim Letot. They might make a mistake, because this whole union of hearing it directly from the husband is strange for them. U'beze navin, gam et Tivrei Rabbeinu Chananel, Shehuv'u, Behaga'ot Oshri, Beperek Kama, Digitin, וזה לשונו. ורבינו חננאל כותב, ורבינו חננאל פירש, שמע שאמר הבעל, כתוב גט לאשתי פלונית, שאני מגרש אותה, וראה שלקחת סומר הסופר הקולמוס, והמגילתה לכתוב בגט לשמה דיו. ורבינו חננאל explains that if he heard that the husband said, write a get from my wife that I want to divorce her. And he saw that the sofer takes the quill and the parchment to write a get. That's enough. Yotzei mizeh leperush Rabbeinu Tam. So kum dois, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Ki ein sorech sheyireh et etzem haktiva afilu b'tchilata. Eli yishmat tzivui habal lesofer. Vehalaz asa hachanot lektiva. In other words, the shliach who brings this get doesn't have to write, doesn't have to see the writing of the get, even at the beginning. He just has to hear the husband say it to the sofer. And he did hachanas leksiva. In other words, Reuven tells Shimon, write a get for my wife. And then Levi, who's going to bring this get, sees Shimon getting the quill and getting the parchment. That's enough. And this apparently is difficult to understand. How can the shliach say b'fanei nechtav k'shelo ra'a afilu k'tivat ot achat? He didn't see the writing of even one letter. So how on earth can he say b'fanei nechtav? Ubeemet, gam legil satenu, imshama ken kul misa, v'ken megilta, heach omer b'fanei nechtav, ela shemetartzim, ki shmiya k'ri'iya. Ukshama charikat ha'et nechshav ze k'riyat ha'ktiva. So according to Argyosa, he doesn't have to actually see it, but he just has to hear the writing. But at least shmiya k'ri'iya, so before I should say it, shmiya k'ri'iya. Hearing him writing it, he heard the Baal say it, and then he heard that it was being written. But l'peirush Rabbeinu Chananel, all he has to do is hear the shlichus and see the hachonis. How can he say b'fanei nechtav? Stach ha'pele. Achein peirusho shel davar kachu, ki kisheraa hachanot achrei sheshama she'abal tziva lo lechtov ze, mevatel kol chashash. Shema HaKotev lo nitztava me'et habal. When he sees the achonis, after he hears that the husband commanded him to write this get, that is mevatel any chashash that the kosev wasn't commanded from the husband, and that's called befanai, saying, I am convinced that only this person was commanded, wrote it, and not someone else. The fact that he hears the husband saying, Shimon, I want you to write the get for my wife. And he sees Shimon making a hachanas for writing the get to wife, that's called b'fanai. In other words, I'm convinced that only he who was commanded was the one who wrote it, and not someone else. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the author of the Sefer Peles Chaim. We have had many shiurim over the years from the tshuvis of Hagoyin Reb Chaim Sofer, Machane Chaim. But benosaf la tshuvot, yish la'ot sfarim, yish la Sefer Peles Chaim al Gittin. As bezeh metoretzet binakel akusha shel ba'al Sefer Peles Chaim. Shehu tamar ze, shanu ma'aminim la'shaliach, שבא מחוץ לארץ, המעיד שהגט נכתב לשמה, הלא כלל ידוע הוא, שהחשוד על הדבר אינו דנו ואינו מעידו. והרי בני חוץ לארץ חשודים לעבור הדין לשמה בגט. וכשיפי דברי התוסעות שדרשה זה עולה לשמה לא נראית לה מכר הדרשה. As Reb Chaim Sofer, I don't understand. How do you believe the שליח who brings it from חוץ לארץ and says בפני נכתב? It's a כלל ידוע. If a person's חשוד, about something. So the din is that he can't be an aide, he can't be a judge. So how are the B'nai Chutz La'aretz who are suspected of not respecting this Jerusha of La Lishma, how are they believed to say it was written Lishma? זה שטרקה קשה. אכן, לפי האמור, כל החשש הוא מפני חוסר הידיעה שהסופר צריך להיות מצווה על ידי הבעל לכתוב. ואם הוא מעיד על כך, אין כאן מקום לחשוש יותר, וכפירוש ראשי, ששואלים אותו אם נכתב לשמה, או סתם לשמה כמעשית. So based on what we said, the whole חשש is מפני חוסר הידיעה. According to our explanation, the whole chash is because people in Chutz La'aretz don't know, because this is unique. Normally, we don't have this inyan of the Bailim having to hear it from the mouth of the Bailim. That's not usually part of Lishma. So if he testifies that he did hear, there's no more room for a chash. So we ask him, was it like Rashi says, was it written Lishma or is it Stama Lishma? Is that what you're testifying about? And if you go with the Mahalach of Tosis, we have a problem. Because if they don't accept the Jerusha, then how do we believe them to testify that it was Lishma? They didn't accept the Lishma Jerusha. But if it's because of a lack of a Yediyah, because people Pasha don't know, because this is a broader Lishma than anywhere else, then we understand that here he knows, because he's testifying that it was written Lishma. ואגב, יוצא מזה דין חדש, כי אם העיד השליח שבעל אמר לסופר, כשפגש אותו בשוק, כתוב גט לאשתי פלונית, והסכים, אבל לא ראו שום הכנות לכתיבה, כשהגיע השליח למקום האישה, ישנם עדים שמכירים כתב ידו של הסופר ההוא כאשר לגרש בו, ואף שאין השליח אומר בפני נכתב, ותם בני ששליח ראה שהבעל ציווה הוא לכתוב. ובוודאי כתב הסופר לשמה כדברי תורה. אף הפי שלא רק כל ההכנה לכתיבה. So according to this, a new din would come out. That if the shliach is made, that the Baal said to the sofer, when he met him on the street, write a get for my wife, and he was masking. But he didn't see any achanas. And when the shliach comes to the place of the isha, there are edim that know the ksaviyad of the sofer, that yes, this is his ksaviyad, this will be kosher l'garish bo, even though the shliach can't say b'fanei nechtav. It wasn't. And the reason is, because the shliach saw that the husband, and heard that the husband was mitzava lichtov. And therefore we all assume that now the sofer knows to write it, so he's going to write it l'shma. So he doesn't even have to see that achan l'ksiva. They know it's his handwriting because people are testifying, and he heard the shliach being commanded. ובנידון זה, יש להוסיף בנוגע לשטר קידושין. וגמורה, in קידושין, on page 9, on דף טס, says that we have a הקש, ויצא והיסה, to tell us שגם שטר קידושין צריך להיות לשמה. שטר קידושין also has to be לשמה. And it's well known, שאין Hekesh Lamechza. There's no half Hekesh. B'chol zot yeshne nochachot shelo l'kol mili yitkash. Yet there are proofs that even though ain Hekesh Lamechza, the Hekesh of Yatzah Tevahaisa, but like that Shtal Kedushin, has to be. Lishma is not for all matters, and it could very well be that by shtar kiddushin, we're not so machmir to require dafka the tzivui habal. And therefore, if he says to a sofer to write a shtar kiddushin, the kadesh isha plonis, even if another sofer writes it, it could also be kasher lekadesh bo, as I will explain. The Rambam writes, third parak of isha salacha gimel, that if somebody is mekadesh isha b'shtar, koisev ala nir ala cheres v'noisin la b'fnei edim, he writes it on Niyar Cheres, and he gives it to her in the presence of Edom. Al zeh makshe halacha mishne, lama lo katab, ki im natan la beino beina leveino, b'li Edim demekudeshet. כמו שכתב גבי גט בפרק א' מהלכות גירושין, הלכה ט"ז, וכן גבי שטר שחרור בפרק ה' מהלכות עבדים. Why by Kedushin does he have to give it to her in front of Edom, as opposed to get in shtar shichur that he does not? It would appear, therefore, that in fact that is Shitas HaRambam. HaRambam sover be'emet shirak b'get u'b'shichur kachadin v'lo b'kidushin. So in a chinami, by get and shichur, it can be given out in front of Edom, but not by kidushin. And we find a dugma that it isn't equated for all matters in the Rashbin is chidushim to kidushin and daf samach hey. שאם כתב בכתב ידו בלא עדים, אף הוא כתב דה בגט מהני. If he writes it בכתב ידו, and there are no עדים, בגט, it's effective, by Kedushin, it's not. אין שם בדברי הרשב"א. So you see, that כתב ידו is effective with Gittin, and it's not effective when it comes to Kedushin. By Kedushin, you need Edom. But not by Gittin. And there's another chiluk. Bein get l'shtal Kedushin, shebeget kuli alma, sviru shetzichim l'chtov shmo v'shma. Some poskim say it's minat Torah, that by get you have to write both their names. Because the krisus has to be clear. Whereas by Shtar Kedushin, there are a number of poskim who hold. You don't have to write both of their names. And the Mechaber and Ebenezer Lamed Beis brings that there's some say that in Shtar Kedushin, you need both their names, but he wasn't Machriya Lahalacha. So it makes sense to say that the difference in Shtar Kedushin and Get is that by Get, you don't need Das Daita V'Ritzoyna, and you can divorce your Baal Korach. And therefore we say that the Iker Maisa Krisus is the Ksivas HaGet V'Chsimas HaEdim. So the Nesina is a Tanai Muchach, you have to have Nesina. But when you don't need her Das, that's not considered the Iker Krisus. Hashenkin, when it comes to Kedushin, that we require Daita V'Ritzoyna, so her Kabbalah, that she's Mekabal the Shtar, that's the Iker Kedushin. And therefore when it comes to Gerushin, you don't need Edim on the Nesina. When it comes to Kedushin, you need Edom and the Nesina, because by Kedushin, the Nesina is the Iker. By the Gerushin, the writing is the Iker. You need to have a proper writing, but not a proper, not the giving doesn't have to be in front of Edom. Okay, this is obviously a very, very broad topic. We have a lot more to talk about. B'siyata d'shmaya b'li neder. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. We should all be zocha l'lmod v'l'lamid l'shem v'las l'kayim z'kol v'yisam b'tor asov y'ahava. And to always remember, sof davar, kol nishma, et ha'elokim yira, et mitzvotav shmor, ki zeh kol ha'adam, shalom, shalom.